I don't know about you, but I've always found gift giving to be kind of a difficult thing. Not that I don't want to do it, but I want to make sure I get somebody a gift that means something, that matters to them, that they're going to use and like and enjoy, and it can be really hard sometimes to figure out what that is. I remember asking a friend once what they wanted for their birthday, and they wouldn't give me any ideas, so I got so frustrated with it, I went on giantgummybears.com and got them a 5-pound gummy bear. Like, if you're not going to tell me what you want, you're going to get something. But I could be difficult to get gifts for, too. I remember one year at Christmas, my parents very generously bought me a telescope. Why, I have no idea. I have not the slightest interest in outer space or looking at things that are far away, and it just sat there for a little while, and I never, ever used it. But I was, probably a freshman or sophomore in high school at the time, and this magical thing called eBay came along, and I sold it. To this day, I feel terrible. It was a really ungrateful thing to do. They sacrificed so that I could have that. They wanted me to enjoy it, and I was just like, meh. That's why I find gift giving so difficult, too. I want to give a gift that people want and will enjoy and will use, and it can be hard for us to know what that is. But sometimes I think, too, we don't appreciate the gifts that we're given as well as we should, and use them out of gratitude for the gifts that we have been given. In our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles today, we hear the disciples talking to the Lord just before his ascension. And it says, "Lord, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" And he answered, "It's not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem." Right before that, we hear how he presented himself to them alive. He gave many proofs after he suffered, speaking to them about the kingdom of God. The salvation is at hand. And they're like, okay, now that that's done, would you do this thing too? Would you restore the kingdom to Israel? And Jesus is saying, no, this isn't the time for that. Look at what you have been given. The salvation for which we have cried out for so long, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it's time for you to use those gifts. Go into the world. Be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And he pulled back, disappearing from their sight and being lifted up into heaven. It's not that Jesus has abandoned us. Jesus is still present to us in the Eucharist. He's sending the Holy Spirit to be with us, to dwell within us. He's not abandoning us after saving us. He's inviting us to use that gift of salvation, to go out and spread that good news, to share what we have received so generously from God with others. And I can't help but think, as we look at this Feast of the Ascension, this isn't really the first time God has done this. Think about creation itself. Creation out of nothing. God created the heavens and the earth, the lights in the sky, the plants, the seas, the birds, all the things, human beings. And what does he say to them? Be fruitful and multiply. Go out and enjoy those gifts that I have just put before you and spread it, not just to yourselves. It's not just for Adam and Eve, but build up the human race so that they too can enjoy the goodness that I have given to you. But like our first parents, Adam and Eve, they wanted more. There's one tree we can't eat from. God's given us everything and told us to enjoy it, but I want that one thing I can't have. And sin enters the world through that. And then for generations, the people of Israel are crying out to God for salvation. And it finally comes in Jesus Christ. And as he's going into heaven, he says, "Now I want you to witness this so that all the ends of the earth can experience what you have experienced." And yet the apostles do what they do. While they were looking intently at the sky as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them and said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going. They need that kick in the pants. It's not time to just stand and stare and look at all that, at what's going on. Jesus has given us a mission. Just as he gave a mission to our first parents, Adam and Eve, to go and spread life and enjoy the bounty of God's creation, to be fruitful and multiply, after restoring that life to the human race, God gives us a mission as well, to go and to spread that joy to the ends of the earth, to go and share what we have received with other people, to make use of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, not to live in fear anymore. As we hear in our gospel reading, we don't have to be afraid of things like snakes or differences in languages or any other thing. God has saved us. That gift that we had cried out for as a human race for hundreds and thousands of years has been given to us. And Jesus says, I want you to enjoy it. I want you to use it. I want you to go and share it with others and to truly appreciate what has been given to us in Christ. The forgiveness of our sins, the restoration of our relationship with God, the gift of eternal life, the good news of salvation. Sometimes we too can take that gift for granted. Do we marvel at the mystery of any time we sin, going to confession and being wiped clean again? Or do we just say, oh, well, I got to do that again, and take it for granted, sinning again and again, instead of marveling at the mystery of God's love for us? Do we come here on Sundays out of habit, out of obligation, or something else, without marveling at the gift that Christ makes himself present to us to fill us with his divine life? Brothers and sisters, these are gifts not to be taken for granted, but to be used, to be lived out in joy, to be appreciated, and to be spread. This weekend, as we celebrate the Ascension, it's not just saying, bye-bye, Christ. He will come again in glory. He hasn't abandoned us and left us on our own for a while to do nothing, but to enjoy the gifts that he has given us and to share them with the world. So let us hear those words of the angels, the men in white, coming to the apostles. Why are you standing there looking at the sky? Go forth, brothers and sisters. Receive the grace of Christ today and go forth to truly be witnesses, to share the joy of our salvation to the ends of the earth, so that as our second reading says, we can truly be one body, one people united in Christ, in the gift of his salvation. Let us rejoice in that gift today and use it well out of gratitude for all that Christ has done.